The Nanaimo Foundation and Kumut Lelum Foundation are distributing $200,000 to three organizations in the Cowichan Valley through the province's Community Prosperity Fund. Nourish Cowichan will receive almost $107,000 to support hiring urgently needed additional staff to ensure effective, equitable service delivery. The multi-year funding will address systemic workforce challenges and enhance long-term organizational capacity at Nourish Cowichan. The Chimanas Harvest House will receive $70,000 to support operational and staff expenses. This allows for more accessible opening hours for clients, as well as an opportunity to collaborate and connect with communities better by hiring someone from BC's remote Indigenous communities. Finally, $23,280 has been allocated to Cowichan Hospice Society for grief support training for professionals working with children and youth. Each year for 3 years, training will be provided to two different cohorts of up to 20 professionals each. Expenses include administration, salaries, contractor fees for facilitator, trainer, staff travel, and program expenses including materials and supplies and room rental. The Community Prosperity Fund is a $25 million investment from the province that advances poverty reduction and social inclusion that was announced on the inaugural BC Nonprofit Recognition Day. This fund is part of the government's commitment to supporting the nonprofit sector and empowering local communities to make decisions about what would most benefit them and their communities. Over the past few years, British Columbians continue to showcase resilience, innovation, and tenacity as they face new challenges, said Megan Dykeman, Parliamentary Secretary for Community Development and Nonprofits. Community service groups across the province are playing a pivotal role in supporting communities. Myself and Premier David Eby are elated to announce $60 million in funding to not-for-profits, and we thank local community foundations who have supported us in the funding's distribution.